Thank the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just talking about the people on the blog line joining us this morning. Thank God for coming together and joining the hands to give God glory and to give God praise. What a wonderful, wonderful blessing that is. Let's go, God, in prayer. And when we get to praying, I'll just speak to you, then ask you, all of us, to speak to the Lord. And then we'll try our best to give God some show enough good praise. Amen, this morning. Let's talk to God. Heavenly Father, thank you because you hear me. And thank you because you answer prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being a comforter. And thank you for your cleansing power. And Lord, thank you for caring for us. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because you do care. And thank you for never taking us for granted. Thank you for rebuking death from our back doors. And let me thank you for all your benefits. Oh, God, even the great jobs that you're giving to people, thank you for it. You're so multitudinous that you remember everyone. Thank you for the victory. Victory is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. You gave us the victory. Oh, God. And thank you for the blood of Jesus. And I'm a living witness that the blood still works. Thank God for the blood. Thank you for blessing us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, all of us on this line, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for also, God, for giving us Jesus Christ, for the birth of Christ and for his death on the cross. If he had not come, Lord, we would not have a right to the tree of life. Thank you so very, very much. Thank you, God, for being our Heavenly Father. You're the best father anybody could ever desire, ever want, ever had, ever have. And we just thank you. And thank you, Lord, for being our cleansing power, our deliverer. For you have delivered us from the hands of the enemy who wishes to sift your people as wheat. Thank you for it. May I just thank you for every person on this prayer line. And God, thank you for what you're going to do. Asking you, Holy Ghost, to take over and bless the people. Rebuke the enemy, we pray. We bind the devil in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory. We give you adoration. And we give you the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, because what we know you taught us and where we come from, you brought us. Thank you, because what we know you taught us and what we have you gave us. We just praise you. Thank you for favor. Thank you for protecting power over your people. Thank you for supplying our every need. Thank you, God. Thank you for this prayer line, for the log line, and for the new awakening where we have changed the approach all over the world with many millions of people from give me, give me, give me to thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the First Fruit Prayer Line and for the Praise Convention that's coming June the 9th, the Prayer and Praise Convention. You are so wondrous. I'm asking you to look on the people on this line. Bless them, Lord. I pray that you give them their heart's desires. They've got enough to praise you. Reward them for that, too. Look on those who are less fortunate under bridges, even in tents in Haiti. Some still there. Oh, my God. God, help those precious people. Help them in the name of Jesus. Help the people in Africa. Help them in India and Asia. All around Brazil and poor places, Lord. Look on them. Supply their every need. Some don't have good clean water in Flint, Michigan. I don't know if they still are suffering like that, but God help them in the name of Jesus. Bless, 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 bless. Bless those persons down there in Houston who are cleaning up from the flood. God, see them through that storm. In the name of Jesus, every person who has had tragedy in this land, in America, we're praying for them. We're praying for them in Jesus' name. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. And we'll give you glory and praise your name forevermore. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying. And Jesus, I'm reminded that you said, if I ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified. John, the 14th chapter. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And I ask all this for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen. Good morning to all of you who are awake on the line. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
That's a good good morning. Amen. Amen. And let's give him some praise here. And I want to do a praise check. You know, I declared that amazing grace, and this prayer line is the home of the praise check. Don't let nobody beat you doing what your home is representing. Don't let nobody beat you praising the Lord. Amen. This is the home. We want to be able to show people how to do a praise check and let your praises go up. It's a check and see what level your praise is on, because everybody has a praise. God has me now. One of my assignments is to show people and remind people of how good God has been to them. He's done thousands of things for you since last night and yesterday morning, thousands. Amen. So I'm going to call praise check, and I want to see where you are. Amen. And I hope you are on a high one, because I feel like praising the Lord. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Let's do a praise check, you wonderful people. Come on, you wonderful people. Let's praise him. Praise check. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, thank,
thank you,
Jesus.
And anybody who has a praise report, oh my God, what a wonderful blessing to be able to do that. Amen. If you're there and you can get the praise report, if you're there and you can give a praise report, please do so in the name of Jesus. I'm always interested in to see who is the first one anxious to praise the Lord. We'll open up the line, and that means when I say the line is open, you jump right in and give your praise report. Okay? All right. All right, the line is open to you. Who has the first praise report? In the name of Jesus. The line is open. Well, let me just thank God for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. Thank God for health, great strength. Thank God for letting me breathe all night long. And thank God for letting me, my heart beat all night long. I didn't know anything about it, but it was beating. Quite evident, because when I woke up this morning, it's beating right now. Thank God for it. Thank God for the Mother's Day that just passed and for helping me through that. Amen. I didn't know that was a residual that comes from losing your mother like that. But there he is. Amen. Thank God he brought us through it, and we appreciate it. Thank God so much. All right, is there another praise report? Somebody that the Lord has been good to, all of you saints. Amen. Don't hold your peace. It's important to give praise reports, because people all around the country are looking for you to help them. Amen. And it's wonderful to do it. Amen. The line is open to you. Anyone else with the praise report?
Glory to God, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Spitt, and I'm in a place where I can give a praise report. At this time, I just want to thank God for another beautiful day that I have never seen before. I thank God for the assignment and the anointing for this day. Amen. And I praise God last night. Thank you, Lord. We were in revival with our superintendent, Dr. Joe L. Stocker, and I praise God for the awesome word that went forth last night. And let me tell you, Chief, and the men and women of God on the line, God is still healing. God is still moving by his power. And the man of God spoke about the woman at the well. Just to share a blessing with you, after seeing the souls get saved and seeing the saints of God's children come back to the altar, and when our superintendent talked about the water at the well, when he talked about how, if you know what a well is like, it springs, when they talk about when the water springs up, and he talked about in the old days how the Holy Ghost would just spring up in us. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the word spring up. Amen. Because I looked in the Old Testament Greek word and in the New Testament for spring up, when the Holy Ghost will fall upon you, it'll spring up in you. Glory to God. And that Greek word was rubah. It means bubble up. The Holy Ghost should always, at all time, be bubbling up and gushing up in you, and like a spring, it'll well up in you when you have a prayer life. When you praise God, it'll well up and it'll gush up out of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank the Bible, that the word of God that you can stand on all the time. But God tell us to stir the gift. Hallelujah, this morning when you talked about a praise report. Every time I praise God, I think about a gift, and I always think about the Holy Ghost gushing up in you. And every time, glory to God, when the Bible says stir up the gift this morning, when it tells me to stir up, I stir and then I drink. I stir the Holy Ghost. I stir the anointing. Hallelujah. Then I drink and let it gush out and let it pour in somebody else's cup. And so, Chief, this morning, I thank God for allowing me to be a part of the Pine Bluff District number one evangelistic team. Even though I'm the district evangelist, we have a team that travels with our superintendent. And we're just about on a revival every week or every other week. And I thank God for the assignment. I thank him for the anointing. Hallelujah, for it's the anointing that would destroy and break every yoke. Glory to God. And we're just praising God for what he's doing in the revival. It ends on Friday night. And thanks to God. And I know we're all ready for Sunday, Pentecost Sunday. Glory to God. God bless you all, and all of you have a wonderful day. And let that Holy Ghost gush up out of you today and give God a praise for the inside, for your praise report. Glory to God. God bless you.
God bless you. Oh, my God. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stiff. Amen. Let's continue that on. Somebody else who has a praise report, let's hear it. I know God has been good to you. The line's open.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I want to jump in and intercede. I just jumped on the line. This Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray. I want to give two praise reports for my mother and for my husband. You all prayed for my both of them last week. My mother had a fall in her home. She was here with me on Sunday, and I thank God how he has kept her 70-plus years. She is doing well. She had a very hard fall, and I thank God that not a bone is broken, and she is doing well. And I want to thank you all for the prayers for my husband. He was shaken because he has sugar. And I want to let you know that he is also doing well. And I see, as she spoke about the Holy Ghost, that he... Let me just ask the line to be clear.
We hear you all in the background there. If you could mute your line, my brothers and sisters, my darlings. God bless you. Go ahead, Sister Charlotte. Oh, we still hear you in the background there. Okay, mute your line, okay? Thank you, Sister Charlotte. Go ahead.
I just wanted to thank God and that what he is doing in my husband's life, as she was speaking and referencing the Holy Ghost, how he is moving on Douglas Gray. And I'm just thanking God what he is doing on behalf of him. God is doing a mighty wonder. So I am grateful over here. So that is my interceding praise report. I am for the redeemed team, and I am glad to be able to stand up and say so. Back in your hands, Steve.
Did you ever get that job? Amen. Let the Lord bless you with the job.
I've been there 11 weeks.
Amen.
This is my 11th week.
All right, good. The Lord bless you real good, Sister.
We'll pray on permanency later. I'm just there temporary now, so I'm excited.
Why wait later? Holy Ghost, thank you for this great soldier who exclaimed your goodness. I'm asking you. The Lord place it in their hearts, those officials there, where she's working, to keep this young woman, if it's your will, in the name of Jesus, we pray. On her job. Thank God. Amen. God bless you. All right, anybody else with a praise report? Thank you. God bless all of you saints. Amen. I'm looking for at least a couple more praise reports. Who on this line will tell him the goodness of Jesus? Who will do it? Is
this
it you?
This is Sister Farshi from Salt Lake City, Utah 801. I just want to thank the Lord this morning for letting me see another day. Hallelujah. How he's making ways for me out of no way. Hallelujah. I told the Lord that I wanted to come, be able to go to Kansas this year. And hallelujah, and he working it out for me. And I just want to thank him for that. I'm getting there. I ain't going to say try, but I say I'm going to be there.
That's
Lord
it, faith.
Will. Because I
That's
have
it.
The desire to Kansas this year. Be my first year, and I'm excited.
Amen.
So I just
we're excited
want
to see
thank
you,
the Lord.
Superman.
Sir?
We're going to be excited to see you.
Yes,
Amen.
I want to come this year, so I'm getting excited. So I'm just thanking the Lord for making the way for me to come.
Amen, amen. And he will when you have the faith like that. You believe him, he will do it for you. God bless you. And, of course, I'm going to try my best to have you sing Good Morning, Jesus. Maybe
right.
Night. It's going to be nighttime probably, but
I can put
can
the night in there.
Good Morning, Jesus. Amen. Nice having you here.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. We appreciate you, Sister Linda, so very, very much.
Thank
Amen.
You.
God bless you. All right. I got time for you. Amen. If you got time to give a praise report. Amen. Anybody else want to give a praise report? Jump in there. Good morning.
This is Renee from Texas.
Sister Renee, how you doing?
I'm fine. You?
I'm doing tremendous. God bless you. Come
God
on, tell them the goodness of Jesus.
Yes. I don't want anything today, God. I just want to thank everybody on this prayer line. I want to thank God for my family, my friends, the people I care for. I just want to thank God for all the people in my life. I love being a caregiver, and I love all of y'all. I mean, I just look forward to being on this prayer line every morning. It lifts me up in the morning. And that's my praise report. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
I love you all.
That's beautiful. Thank God for your sweet spirit. Thank God for that praise report. Thank God for you. All right. Maybe I can take, let me see here. How about a couple more praise reports? Amen. Get some of you all, some of y'all who never said anything on the line. Why don't you jump in there and talk about Jesus?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord that my daughter went to her job yesterday. She came home last night safe. I thank the Lord for that. And I just ask the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's the way to do it. Just when you praise him, he'll bless you. Amen. He attends praise parties. He inhabits your praises, the praises of his people. All right. I'll take time for you if you got something for the Lord. Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Dr. Johnson and all the saints on the line. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York.
Hey, Jennifer, God bless you.
516. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I just give God all the glory for allowing me to see another beautiful day. Woke me up in my right mind, and I was spending time with the Lord, and I'm always thankful for his fruit, all the saints. And I truly thank God for you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank
and
God for you.
For your beautiful wife. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. We praise God for you, Sister Jennifer, all the way out there in New York. Amen. God bless you. And to all of you everywhere. Can we get maybe, let me see, I got time for you. If you got time to give a praise report, why don't you come on and bless the Lord. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges. I'm calling from Kansas City. I just want to say
hey, Sister Hodges.
I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you. Lord, I thank you, thank you, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Lord, you made a way. And I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Oh, God, you're God, for those not saying anything. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. We just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't say it enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. That's a praise enough by itself. Lord, I thank you. And we certainly appreciate that, Ambassador Hodges. God bless you. And God, we thank God with you. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank God. All right. Is there another praise report? I'm able to receive it. All right. Anybody else? That should have started an avalanche of praise reports. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Everybody
should be thanking him. Anybody else? You got a praise report? Jump in there and tell of the goodness of Jesus. Amen. All over the country, we should be trying to tell of the goodness of Jesus. All right.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Britt. I just want to give God the praise this morning. I want to thank him for all you've done for me. I thank him for bringing me through this far. And I just thank God for this prayer line. Everyone, Dr. Johnson, everyone on here. And I want y'all to continue to pray for me and my family. I just thank God, thank God, thank God for being so good. May God bless all of you. And have a blessed day in the Lord.
Thank you so much, Mother Britt. Oh, my God. Y'all are encouraging me. Thank you so much. Anybody else? We'll take another praise.
I thank God for the prayer line, and I thank God for Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson. Yes. And I thank God for the fast, and I thank God for how the Lord is blessing. I just want y'all to continue to pray for me because my aim and my hope is to go to heaven when I leave here. I thank God because he has paved the way. And I want to be able to walk in that way, but putting my strength in the Lord.
Thank you so much. God bless you. All right. You mentioned the fast. Amen. Thank God for this 40-day fast. And I got to think about it. I was a little wrong on the dates on that. I think this is the 25th day of the fast. We only have 15 more days to go. Y'all better jump in there and fast with us from 12 midnight to 3 in the afternoon. I just believe God's going to do something wonderful, something spectacular in the name of Jesus. Let me see. All right. We can take one more praise report, one more praise report. Amen. Who will that be? Oh, my God. One more praise report. Just jump in there and give your praise report. Anybody else?
Amen. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, how I thank God. I just praise God on this morning for the Lord in my life. I thank God, Chief Ambassador Johnson, and to each and every one on this morning. Truly, God is just good to me, and I'm like, Sister there in Kansas, I just thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. I just wanted to piggyback on her when she said that. That just flowed up in me. Lord, I thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God is so worthy of every praise. And oh, how we owe him a praise. I'm just grateful on this morning. As you ought to continue to pray for us, and I will pray for you. Be blessed in the Lord.
Thank you so much. God bless you. That energy, and thank God for you. All right. I'm going to have to move down to our prayer request. This is the First Fruit Prayer and Praise Convention line. So we not only praise him, but we do offer up prayers to him that he might remember those who are less fortunate, who are going through storms, who are sick, who are down, who seem like just can't hardly make it back. And if you would take time to give your prayer request, we want to pray for you. This is not a gossip line. This is a line where we just share with the saints of God our prayer request, so we will know how to pray. Amen. We want to pray on target. And God does answer prayer, as we've seen on this prayer line. I believe in our handbook that we have concerning the first fruits, there are at least 70 or 80 prayers that God has answered on this prayer line, miracles that he's done. And they range from healing people of cancer and diabetes, all the way to carpal tunnel, and to healing eyes and healing ears and healing legs and backs. Everything you can name, God has done it. He's an ultra awesome God. He can do everything and anything. So if you have a prayer request, think it not strange that God should answer your prayer. Think it not strange that God would do a miracle for you. I'm a proponent of miracles on this prayer line. And if you need one, why don't you vocalize it and just share with us what you need, and we'll try to pray and ask God to do it. All right? The line is open for any prayer requests right now, right now, right now. If you got one, jump in there and give it, okay?
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Tawana from Kansas, Evelyn Park, Kansas, and I would like prayer today for my grandson. He's 2 months and 2 days old, and he has to have surgery, supposed to have surgery. I'm believing God to heal him. On his neck, he has something called cystic teratoma, and I would like for the Lord to heal him.
Mm.
And his name is Legend.
I like that. His name is Legend. All right. Did you name him that, or did his mother?
His mother.
All right. Tell her she did well. She put a wonderful, futuristic blessing on him. All right. Tawana, I'm going to back you up this morning. Amen. I know you got a heart for that grandson. Yes. Let's ask God for a miracle together for him.
Yeah.
I am a firm believer that God can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask. And those persons who don't get miracles, maybe it's because you don't ask for them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word says ask. And what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Okay. All right, Sister Tawana, pray for him. I'm gonna pray a prayer right after yours. Let's believe God together. Is there anybody on here who believes? If so,
amen.
Just let your faith go toward Tawana this morning. Let's approach
amen.
The throne of heaven together. Go ahead, Sister Tawana.
Thank
God
you,
bless you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come humbly and boldly, Lord God, today, Lord God, before your throne of grace in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, on today that you would forgive us, Lord God, for all of our sins that we have omitted or committed against you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, so that our prayers may be heard, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we give you the glory on today, Father God. We come before your throne, Lord God, knowing that you are God Almighty, Father God. You said in your word that I am the Lord who healeth thee, Father, in the name of Jesus. We trust and believe in your word, Father God, that remind us, Father God, that you are God Almighty. You are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may even ask for things, according to all power that work within us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just pray, Father God, as I lift up my grandson before you, Legend, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal his body, Lord God. I know you have heard my prayers, Father God, and the prayers of my son and his mother, Father, in the name of Jesus. And you said, where two or more are gathered, that you are also in the midst of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God, that there are power in your word and that you're giving your angels charge over us, Father God. So I pray in the name of Jesus on today that you will send your angels forth on our behalf, Father God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm just praying, Lord God. I beseech you, O Lord, that you will show us your glory, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a God who never changes. You are the same today, yesterday, and forever, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I give you all the glory, honor, and praises on today, Father God. I decree and I declare in Jesus' name a blessing, Father God, a healing, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus. I bind Satan, every trap and stronghold cast that against us in this ministry, and my grandson, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He belongs to you, and I thank you, Lord God. And I give you all the glory and all the honor and all of the praise. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, I know you heard that prayer. Here's a woman, a young woman who prayed your word to you. Not one jot nor tittle of your word will go unfulfilled. Heaven and earth would have to pass away before one jot or tittle of your word would go unfulfilled. This young woman, Lord, wants, she said, show me your glory. How befitting. God, we want to see your glory through the healing of legend, oh God, of the cystic teratoma in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take this, whatever is on his neck, heal the boy. I've seen you dissolve spots on people. I've seen you take big blisters and dissolve them where all of that bacteria runs out. I don't know what he needs, but you know what he needs because you made him. And I know that some people on here don't believe, amen, that you're able to do that. But there's so many on here that do believe that you're able to touch him and give him a miracle. There's so many on here who have received miracles themselves, and their faith is going out with this wonderful lady, the woman. My faith is going out with it. I know you as a God who's never lost a battle and a doctor who has never lost a case. My option is to go with you because they're great doctors, good doctors, and they do great surgeries, but some of them have lost cases. But God, you are a doctor who's never lost a case. And I just want to ask you to fix this thing for legend. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Show us your glory. We're not trying to see your face. We're just trying to ask you to do this thing that we may be able to glorify you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Heal. Lord, heal legend completely and bless the boy that he might be a person who rises up and does a tremendous work for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Anybody else with a prayer request today? If so, we'll hear it. If not, we'll go early. If you have one, let it be known right now.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Jennifer from Long Island,
New
York,
Jennifer.
Area code 516. And I'm just asking, touch and agree with me, Dr. Johnson, because I went to my son's school because they try to keep him in special ed till he gets to high school. And I remember the Holy Ghost said to me, not so. Yes, he may have delays, but he is here and he's doing beautifully. To God be the glory. And I had to just, don't say anything, you know, just like the Lord told me, be still. I'm going to fight for you. And I thank God this morning, the Lord said your son would not be at special ed for the rest of his life to high school. So I'm just giving God all the glory. And that's how these people make their money. But it's not about that, but it's just I trust and believe God. He brought Jeremiah into this world. So like he just said, he knows Jeremiah and more than me, better than me. So I just please keep Jeremiah in your prayers and also Jalea as well. Thank you, sir.
Jalea, I'm going to join my faith with you. Let me give you a brief testimony. Our granddaughter, Malia, such a precious, precious young lady, and but seemed like she was going to be very short. And I talked to her. Her desire was not to be short, but to be much taller. You know, all glory be to God. I saw a portion of his glory when I prayed for her and asked God to let her grow. Since then, that girl has grown about a foot. And now I ask him to let her grow again. I'm going to say this. I told the Lord, I told him, I don't know if I want her to grow taller than me, but let her grow, Lord. She's growing so, and she's sprung up pretty good. I've asked God to let her grow again. And the last time he let her grow about a foot, let's see what he does this time. I'd set that testimony to tell you if he can let our granddaughter grow, amen, he can touch Jeremiah. Another little brief testimony. When our daughter was pregnant with, that's the same one, pregnant with Malia. She came home from the doctor. She was crying, and she said the doctor said that she might have Down syndrome. I said, that's a lie. And I placed my hand on her stomach, on our daughter's stomach, and began to pray. Oh, glory be to God. And God showed me a brightness around her stomach. And when we got to praying, I said, he said, she's not going to be Down syndrome. This child's going to be extremely bright. And she is. Very bright. Let me just say to you, let's see what God says about Jeremiah. Oh, God, close your eyes, Sister Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Jeremiah, and thank you for your ability to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Look on this boy. I see something staring around his head. It's like, and God is fixing some things. I want to ask you, Lord, I don't know if I've ever asked you for this, but let me ask you to let there be a jump from his status to where he is to where you're taking him in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, circumference this young boy and give him, oh, God, give him a jump from where he is to where you're taking him. Give him brightness also. Yeah. I do see that around his head.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Satan, you cannot hold him down any longer. Release him, or else the blood of Jesus is going to get under your hands and on you. Oh, the blood of Jesus in the spirit realm is real. And God, any demons trying to control this boy and hold him back, God, let the blood of Jesus get on him. Get on them. And release him and set him free. Everybody get your mind on Jesus. Get your mind on the Lord. I don't want any demons like this to jump in you, because they'll be looking for a place to go. I bind these demons trying to hold back his brightness. And God, I cast them out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. And we believe it by faith. It is done in Jesus' mighty name. Let him excel. Let there be a jump in his status. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you believe that, Sister Jennifer?
Yes,
do you believe that?
Yes, yes, Dr. Johnson, I most certainly do.
All right. Get some oil and go rub his head as soon as you can. If he's gone already, get him when he comes back.
No, he's here. I'm going to get him ready. Yes, sir.
Get some oil and rub his head all over his head. And make
sure
you rub over his eyes, too.
Yes,
amen,
sir.
That he may see better.
Amen.
And when he comes home this evening, put about 3 drops of oil in some water and tell him to drink it. Tell him to drink it.
Yes,
follow
sir.
The directions to the letter now. All right. When he comes home this evening, put about 3 drops of oil in some water and tell him to drink it.
Yes.
And while he's drinking it, just say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
All right? Thank God
Thank
for you.
Thank you, Dr. John.